This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. All hail the Oregon legislature. Unfortunately, Democrats have a supermajority now in the Senate and are just one vote shy of a supermajority in the House. That, of course, means that if they find one feeble-minded Republican to vote with them, they can make the most ludicrous ideas into laws in the state of Oregon without any support from the Republican minority. Simply put, the Willamette Valley now controls the Senate, the House, and the governor in the state of Oregon. What do Eastern Oregon or the coast or Southern Oregon want? Hey, who cares? It's a gung-ho Willamette Valley whack fest in the state of Oregon up in Salem. So now we're going to outlaw plastic bags and plastic straws. After all, as the state director of Environment Oregon, don't you just love that name? She says, why should something we use for just 10 minutes pollute the earth for hundreds of years? I'll tell you, that's a deep thought. But while many can see the merits of giving up plastic bags and straws in favor of something that will degrade quicker and help the earth, the devil is always in the details. So, retail stores that sell food and alcohol must impose a 5-cent tax per bag on you lucky consumers unless you use state vouchers and state benefit cards. That's right, boys and girls. Plastic bags are going to kill our fragile earth and must be stopped. Unless, of course, you're on the dole with food stamp benefits. Why is that? I don't know. Why is it okay to pollute the earth if you're on the state's food stamp program, but it's not okay if you happen to be someone who pays your own way? It beats me, but then again, the democratically controlled legislature does very few things that make much common sense. Where will the tax on plastic bags go? Well, to create another government agency, of course. The fancy name, under the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, it'll be named the Plastic Cleanup and Recycling Fund. Now, I would suspect that the vast majority of this fund will be used to fund more state employees, and not so much on any meaningful environmental work. But what of those that are using state vouchers and state benefit cards, you say? They're exempt from the tax, so can they work at the Plastic Cleanup and Recycling Fund? Well, probably not, because with a fat new state paycheck, they'd lose their benefit cards and by extension, they'd have to pay the plastic bag tax. That's a bummer. Here's another. They propose to prohibit restaurants from providing single-use straws to customers unless they request a straw. Single-use straws. I really don't care to share a straw with other people, particularly those I don't know. Nonetheless, the proposal exempts straws made from sugarcane, pasta, and some other natural ingredients. But here's the kicker. Suppose a restaurant simply continued to use plastic straws. Single-use plastic straws. Then they could be fined up to $300 a year. So let's think about a typical fast food restaurant that goes through hundreds, if not thousands, of straws a day. If the sugarcane, pasta, or other natural ingredient straws cost twice as much as a plastic straw, which you know they will, I would suspect that most high-traffic restaurants will just pay the $300 annual fine and call it good. Unless, of course, they're on state vouchers or benefit cards, then they'd be exempt from this tax. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.